unveiling the truth, conservative valor in the face of border bill betrayal. In today's whirlwind of political discourse, where the battle lines between freedom and capitulation are drawn sharper than ever, the voices of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity emerge as beacons of truth and courage. Our latest edition delves into the ferocious critique of the Schumer-McConnell border insecurity bill, a legislative farce masquerading as a solution. With razor-sharp analysis and unyielding conviction, our hosts dissect the disastrous implications of this bill, from open border agendas to taxpayer-funded largesse for illegal migrants, exposing the stark contrasts between conservative principles and liberal fantasies. This newsletter is your compass in the storm, guiding you through the political theater with insights that resonate with the core of conservative values. The ferocious fight over the border bill. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around because have I got a story for you. This is a tale of political intrigue, border battles, and legislative scraps that you won't believe. Strap in as we dive into the whirlwind world of the Ingram Angle. Prepare yourselves. What you're about to hear might just knock your socks off. Laura Ingraham, our fearless host, took no prisoners as she unleashed a feisty critique on the Schumer-McConnell border insecurity bill. To say she was not a fan would be the understatement of the century. Let's start with the scene setter. Our beloved host slammed the bill as not just bad, but horrendously, unfathomably terrible. No. Hell no was the battle cry of the evening, drawing a line in the sand against a legislative piece so odious it could make your hair stand on end. You see, the bill purportedly designed to secure our borders was, in Ingraham's view, a Trojan horse for open borders advocates. Promising up to 5,000 migrants per day welcomed with open arms, it was a legislative laugh riot. The cynical twist? Even this mass influx could be bypassed with a mere wave of the Department of Homeland Security's magic wand. The border is never closed, Ingraham declared, unveiling the illusion with the precision of a master magician revealing his tricks. The plot thickened as Ingraham delved into the devilish details of the bill. Promises of border closure were no more substantial than a puff of smoke. Families of migrants got a green light, while single individuals faced the threat of deportation. But wait, there's more. The bill's emergency powers were like a dam made of Swiss cheese, full of holes and ready to burst. Our host's fierce critique didn't stop there. She lambasted the bill for transforming asylum into a highway to citizenship, facilitated by left-leaning asylum officers rather than rigorous immigration judges. And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, the plot delivered a twist. A whopping $1.4 billion dedicated to creating a hospitality suite for illegal migrants, complete with legal aid funded by none other than you, the taxpayer. But here's the kicker. While these provisions boiled the blood of every red-blooded conservative, the architects of the bill, nestled in their ivory towers, patted themselves on the back for their so-called compromise. But to Ingraham, this was no compromise. It was capitulation. A selling out of conservative principles at the altar of open borders. The cherry on top of this legislative farce? None other than Senator Chris Murphy, grinning like the cat who got the cream, proud as punch of this border bill debacle. His giddy enthusiasm only fanned the flames of conservative outrage. In a final act of defiance, Ingraham called upon the powers that be to slam the brakes on this runaway train, to send the architects of this disaster packing, and to restore sanity to the border once and for all. So, dear listeners, as the curtain falls on today's episode of The Ingram Angle, remember, in the fight for C, on conservative values, in the battle to secure our borders, there are no half measures. Only fierce, unyielding resistance will do. And in this theater of political warfare, Laura Ingram stands tall, leading the charge with the ferocity of a lioness protecting her cubs. The battle continues, but one thing's for certain. With Ingraham at the helm, conservatives have a voice that will not be silenced. Tune in next time for more tales from the front lines. Until then, keep the faith and stay vigilant. The dismantling of American security, a wild ride through Jesse Waters' world. Ladies and gentlemen, patriots and all you savvy folks looking to navigate the turbulent waters of political discourse, buckle up. We're diving headfirst into the latest episode of Jesse Waters' World on the always enlightening Fox News Channel. As if riding a roller coaster through a fireworks factory, we embark on an adventure that's equal parts exhilaration, illumination, and frustration, touching the heart of conservative values with a spark of that quintessential fun-loving spirit. This installment was nothing short of a conservative bonanza, kicking off with the kind of bold statement that grabs you by the collar and demands attention. Jesse Waters, ever the master of ceremonies, presented a critique so sharp it could cut glass, taking aim at the recently unveiled border bill. Oh, friends, if only this bill were the silver bullet we've been promised. Instead, Waters spins a yarn that unravels the very fabric of what we've been sold, revealing a tapestry woven with loopholes big enough to drive a caravan through. According to Waters, this isn't just a border bill. It's a Trojan horse, crafted with the finesse of a magician, hiding its true intentions in plain sight. As Jesse meticulously dissected the bill's 370 pages, it became apparent that stopping migrants from breaking into the country wasn't on the agenda. Instead, we're served a buffet of processing, handouts, and yes, even more loopholes, seemingly designed to keep the border as open as a 24-hour diner. Enter the humor, as if on cue, to prevent us from spiraling into despair. Jesse's take, littered with witty jabs, had us both chuckling and shaking our heads in disbelief. It's as though he's channeling the spirit of an iconic conservative radio host, painting vivid images of Border Patrol officers, now overwhelmed hospitality workers, asking migrants the kind of probing questions you'd expect in a high-stakes game of Simon Says. But wait, there's more. This bill wasn't just about the border. It was a treasure chest for Democrats, filled to the brim with treats for lawyers, nonprofits, and remarkably, $400 million to ensure every migrant gets a lawyer. It was as if Santa came to town, checked his list, and decided everyone was nice. Jesse didn't stop there. He delved into the long-term implications, the demographic shifts, the political gamesmanship with the odor of future voting blocks, and the reek of money flowing into coffers that, by sheer coincidence, support the very architects of this bill. It was a masterclass in connecting the dots, providing us with a clearish picture of the landscape that lies ahead. In true Jesse Waters World fashion, the show wasn't all doom and gloom. There was a generous sprinkling of levity, the kind that makes the medicine go down smoother. It was an episode that danced on the line between serious political discourse and the kind of entertainment that leaves you wanting more, much like the legendary conservative radio icons of yore. What we witnessed was a rallying cry wrapped in satire, a call to arms for those who hold conservative values dear, articulated with the precision of a sniper and the charm of a court jester. As we peeled away from this episode, we were armed not just with information, but with a renewed sense of purpose, and perhaps, just maybe, a smirk on our faces, courtesy of the wild ride through Jesse Waters' world. Politica, El Theater, navigating the waves with Hannity's compass. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up, sit tight, and maybe grab a snack or two, because last night's Hannity show was like a roller coaster that not only defied gravity, but maybe, just maybe, defied some liberal logic along the way. Welcome to the great American political theater, where the stakes are high, the drama intense, and the need for some heartfelt laughter never more apparent. First things first, Oregon officials declaring a state of emergency in Portland over the fentanyl crisis is akin to realizing there's a leak in your boat when you're already halfway underwater. The question arises, how did we go from a liberal utopian experiment of decriminalization to waking up to a fentanyl-fueled nightmare? Our own Sarah Carter, with boots on the ground, served us the cold hard facts, sparing no liberal feeling in her path. Moving on, let's talk about the Grammy Awards. Yes, you heard right. The Grammys, typically a hub for liberal backpatting, offered a sweet reprieve in the form of harmony, as unlikely music pairings bridged gaps wider than the Grand Canyon. Just when you thought the night couldn't surprise you more, enter the long-anticipated Senate border legislation. If you were expecting a script straight out of a conservative dream, pinch yourself awake because, folks, we've leaped into a liberal fantasy. The bill? An extravaganza of unchecked illegal immigration empowerment left every patriot's jaw on the floor. Notably, it seems that the most secure border under former President Trump has transformed into a welcome sign for all under the current administration. Hannity, in his usual eagle-eyed analysis, cuts through the fog like a lighthouse, exposing the bill's catastrophic potential and the political gymnastics Republicans might need to perform to escape the siren call of Democrats. As if the border chaos wasn't enough to have you reaching for the popcorn, or maybe a stress ball, the surge of foreign nationals across the border gives the plot yet another twist. Hannity, in no uncertain terms, spells out the potential dangers, leaving no room for sugarcoating. But it's not all doom and gloom. The show takes a dramatic turn with tales of courage and defiance as Republican governors band together in support of Texas' border stand against the federal government. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem shines as a beacon of hope, detailing her unwavering support amidst this significant constitutional showdown. Now, for the pièce de résistance, the lion's den of the show, a conversation with none other than former White House advisor Stephen Miller and firebrand Tommy Lahren. This dynamic duo, wielding words like swords, dissected the border bill with the precision of surgeons, leaving no stone unturned in their critique. The call to action was clear: for Republicans to unite and stand tall against what they deem as the erosion of national sovereignty. In the end, The Hannity Show, much like a Shakespearean play, offered its viewers a rich tapestry of political intrigue, unwavering patriotism, and a rallying cry for conservative values. It's clear, in this great American political theater, Hannity remains not just a narrator, but a steadfast captain, navigating through turbulent waters with unwavering conviction and a hint of that irresistible conservative flair. Stand firm, the call of conservative resilience. As we conclude today's exploration of the battleground that our nation's border has become, let's remember the power of informed resistance and the importance of standing firm in our convictions. The insights from Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity serve not just as critiques, but as rallying cries for conservatives to unite in defense of our principles, sovereignty, and the rule of law. In the face of legislative gambits and liberal overreach, our resolve must be stronger than ever. Let this newsletter serve as a reminder of the strength found in truth, the importance of vigilant engagement, and the undeniable impact of conservative leadership in shaping our nation's future. Together, we forge ahead, unwavering and undeterred, in the pursuit of a brighter, more secure America.